Mexican officials say it could take a year to extradite to the U.S. captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, but they've started the process, and they also want to talk to actor Sean Penn, who did an interview for Rolling Stone with the drug lord while he was on the run. You'll remember Guzman escaped not once but twice from Mexican prisons, most recently through a tunnel under his cell. His drug empire is thought to be worth $1 billion and has left a blood-soaked trail through Mexico into the U.S. Adam Rainey is with Al Jazeera English. He's in Mexico and joins us by Skype. And Adam, what more do we know about extradition? Guzman's been indicted in the U.S., but can he legally be brought here rather than remain jailed there?
Yes, Robin, he can be. It's just going to be a slightly longer process than probably the Mexican government or the U.S. government wants right now. And that's basically because Chapo Guzman has a lot of lawyers. He's a very rich man, and they're going to put up any roadblocks they can to him being extradited to the U.S. And frankly, that's because he probably fears prison more in the U.S. than he does in Mexico, because in Mexico, he has escaped twice due to corruption, due to all kinds of reasons here in the prison system. So it's going to be a process. But what's been interesting is to see how keen Mexican authorities are to extradite him this time. Last time, when he was caught in February of 2014, the attorney general from Mexico at the time, he's no longer the attorney general, he had jokingly said, yeah, we'll send him to the U.S. after he serves 300 or 400 years here. Mm. And that was a kind of arrogant remark, people thought, because now Mexico has shown that perhaps it wasn't up to the challenge of keeping one of the richest criminals in the world behind bars, because all that money he has allows him to buy influence and access and corrupt officials off.
Well, we're learning much more about how he escaped in the Rolling Stone writing, going so far as to paying someone to go to Germany to learn how to build a tunnel that he could get oxygen in when he escaped from his jail cell, a $1 million tunnel. So talk a little bit more about Sean Penn's interview with him. We're hearing that officials were able to track Sean Penn in his interview, and that's partly how they found Guzman. Is that true? And secondly, is there anything illegal about what Sean Penn did in going to interview this escaped prisoner?
Well, we don't know 100% if it's true. What we do know is that the Mexican government is keen to make it sound like it's true. And on Friday, after El Chapo Guzman was captured, the attorney general at the time, she said that they were able to zero in on him in part because of Hollywood producers and actors were meeting with him. Now, that was very vague at the time. And then about 24 hours later, Rolling Stone releases this scoop of an interview with Sean Penn. And within moments, the Mexican officials were anonymously telling several members of the media, even sending a message that I got, that they were in part led to Chapo Guzman beginning this series of searches for him that led them to this house in the state of Sinaloa, in part because of this interview that was set up with Sean Penn. Mm-hmm. Now, Sean Penn got access to Chapo Guzman through a Mexican actress, a very famous actress here, who had gotten into contact allegedly with Chapo Guzman because she had said some complimentary things on Twitter, and then he supposedly reached out to her, and then Mexican officials were allegedly following all this communication. Whether that's true or not, it sounds really great, and it makes Mexican officials look pretty savvy. It's very hard to know if they're speaking the truth now. Now, whether Sean Penn faces any legal problems is also not quite clear, because journalists in Mexico, as they are in the U.S., are protected by certain rights. Right. Now, they may be arguing he is not a professional journalist, but he has a history now of writing several articles, whether it be from Iraq, whether it be about Fidel Castro in Cuba or Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. So he would easily be able to say, look, I'm not just an actor, I'm also a journalist.
Well, when you say that there was an actress involved who had written complimentary things, there's also a whiff of romanticizing Guzman, which he is in parts of Mexico. But just remind us, what kind of violence is attributed to his organization?
Well, some of the bloodiest, most awful violence we can imagine. You know, the Sinaloa cartel is often talked about almost as a gentlemanly cartel compared to the Zetas or other cartels here in Mexico. But it is the most powerful drug cartel or criminal organization operating basically the planet right now. And with that comes a lot of power and a lot of violence that they use to get what they want. They're not above extorting people. They're not above kidnapping, killing, raping, running prostitution gangs. This is a very
beheading
dark vibe. No, they're not against. They're not. Some of their lower underlings aren't necessarily against that, because a lot of these cartels also work almost like franchising. So someone might work for the Sinaloa cartel as almost as a subcontractor, and not maybe get their exact direct orders from Chapo Guzman, but Chapo Guzman and other cartel leaders rely on these more local henchmen to do their bidding. And a lot of those henchmen are very unsavory, very violent figures.
Adam Rainey of Al Jazeera English in Mexico. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you.